That line, "Christians give thanks," came back to me several years later when, as a university student on a break from my formal studies, I spent some time at a study center in Wemoss, Switzerland, known as L'Abri Fellowship. Founded and led by Francis and Edith Schaefer, this was a safe place for many like myself who were wandering around Europe with some vague sense that we were trying to find ourselves. While I was there, Francis Schaefer was preaching a series of sermons on the Book of Romans. I now read the Book of Romans quite differently from Schaefer, but in his preaching on Romans chapter 1, he made a point that has stayed with me ever since. He leaned over the podium and urged us to feel the force of Romans chapter 1, verse 21, which speaks of the refusal to honor God, but very specifically, to give thanks to God. Schaefer, with the full force of his personality, urged us to see this. The essence of paganism is the refusal to give thanks. The Christian, he stressed, gives thanks. With minimal eloquence, but no less effectively, he virtually shouted at us, "Be grateful." Some years later, I was a pastor of a small congregation in Peterborough, Ontario. It was not only a relatively small congregation, but it was also a rather conflicted, troubled, and underwhelming expression of Christian community. For my first year in this pastoral post, I became more and more aware, week to week, of all the limitations and problems of this congregation to which I had been assigned. And then, almost exactly a year into this ministry, I discovered and read through Dietrich Bonhoeffer's masterful guide to the spiritual life, Life Together. In this remarkable essay, Bonhoeffer also stresses how crucial thanksgiving is to the Christian life, and particularly to life in community. He observes that we do not enter into community as demanders, but rather as grateful recipients. Then, speaking specifically to pastors and religious leaders, he is particularly firm in his insistence that we do not have the option of complaint regarding, in my case, the congregation where I served as pastor. He considers this to be a particularly egregious case of ingratitude. And then he writes that unless we are grateful for what God has already given us, we cannot expect that God will entrust us with more. That turn of phrase is crucial. We can only move into what God has for us if we are grateful for what is already in our lives, already a reflection of God's providential care. This is not to suggest that in being grateful we are entitled to more, not for a moment. It means rather that to pray without gratitude is presumption. And gratitude, whether I learned it from my mother or from Schaefer or from Bonhoeffer, remains fundamental. To be a Christian is to be a grateful person. Giving thanks in the Spirit. If we are going to be grateful people, we need to appreciate that this will happen. It will be the pattern and disposition and habit of the heart, only if we begin with our prayers. We must learn to enter into prayer with thanksgiving. Learn how to give intentional and informed thanksgiving in our worship with the people of God and in our personal prayers. And this means, I would stress, we must pray with thanksgiving again and again and again. We do it as habit, as pattern, as the very rhythm of our lives. We do it weekly when we gather for worship with our church community. We do it daily in our personal prayers. The deep disposition of gratitude as a fundamental and defining orientation of our lives will come only as we make this a practice, quite literally a routine. We can truly do this, given the inclination of our hearts, only if we make it a practice to pray in the Spirit at all times and on all occasions.